Good evening, everyone. We are continuing our learning of Shmona Esrei. We're up to the bracha of Geula, Re'eh Vanyenu. The source of this bracha can be found in the Gemara Megillah, Daf Yud Zayin Mabez. The Gemara asks, "Umarau lomar Geula b'shvias." How do we know that we should say this bracha of Geula as the seventh bracha? Rava answers, "Mitoch she'asidim ligoel b'shvias." Rava says we have a tradition that in the future we're going to be redeemed in the seventh year, l'fikach kavua b'shvias, and that's why Chazal, reflecting this reality that the seventh year of this tradition will be the time of the Geula, we're going to have the seventh bracha to reflect that. And the Gemara explains that even though during that seventh year, during that time period, there will be a war and not the actual Mashiach coming until the following year, Aschata the Geulahi, the war itself is a beginning of the Geula process, and therefore that is sufficient for Chazal to establish the seventh bracha should be the bracha of Geula. As an aside, Rashi comments that there was a havmina to say that the bracha of Refua should come after the bracha of Slicha, because the pasuk says Hasoleach l'chol anuchochi, harofei l'chol tachloi ichi, that Hashem gives Slicha then Refua. So the Gemara counters and argues that we still have to recite after Slicha the bracha of Geula first, because it's in the place of the seventh bracha, and the seventh bracha should correlate to that which will occur in the seventh year, and that is the Geula. The term Geula has many different connotations, as Rashi on that Gemara explains, that we have many brachos that discuss different aspects of the Geula. We have the bracha of Kibbutz Galios, Bnei Yerushalayim, Esamach David. All those different brachos do reflect different aspects of the Geula process. However, this specific bracha is specifically Geula from the Galus. We ask Hashem, Shigalenu min hatzaros habaos aleinu tamid. Hashem should redeem us from the pains and miseries that are coming upon us constantly. And that is specifically the emphasis of this bracha that we're making. If you just read the Gemara Megillah, you would think that the entire reason why we recite the bracha of Geula in its place has nothing really to do with the bracha of Slach Lanu that we've just recited. However, the Tor in Siman Kuf Tezvav explains that aside from the reason of the Gemara, there's another reason why we should say the bracha of Geula at this point, because in his language is Nachon Lomar Tekef L'Slicha Geula, is appropriate to recite Slicha right after Geula. While it is not exactly clear where the Torah sources this connection from, looking at the bracha of Tfilas Havineinu, quoted in the Gemara and Daf Chavtes and Alef and Brachos, one finds that Chazal replaced the entire bracha of Geula with the following phrase: "V'tisach lanu lios ke'ulim." Hashem should forgive us in order to be redeemed people, which seems to indicate that there's this juxtaposition in the sense that because of our slicha, our forgiveness we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that allows us to be in a stage of Geula. On this point, the Kuzari comments that the reason why we recite Geula after slicha is because both Geula is a tolada of slicha, it's a manifestation which is expressed deriving from slicha, and also Ha'oshala, the indication that we got a slicha, we were forgiven, is from the fact that we are going to be redeemed. And that's the exact reason why we recite this bracha of Geula right after Slicha itself. The Levush comments on this point and adds that the reason why we emphasize Geula over Refua, redemption coming before that of actual healing, is because when Hashem redeems the Bnei Yisrael, that is a truer indication of a complete slicha. Refua, healing, is a chesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is applicable to all mankind and all entities, and is not an indication, a true indication of complete forgiveness that Hashem has given. An alternative connection between slicha and geula, and also refua itself, refers explains in Chorev that these three brachos, from slicha, geula to refua, are all reflections of different types of healing. One's a spiritual type of healing, that's Slicha. This bracha is a national healing, Geula. And the next bracha is going to be a bracha reflecting each individual's healing, which is Rafeinu Hashem. last point before delving into the actual bracha itself, we first noted, as we've explained in the introduction, that this bracha correlates to an added aspect of the carbon tumen that Bnei Yisrael brought in the Beis HaMikdash. After offering the head and the legs, the next thing that the Kohen would bring was the heart and the lungs, organs that were necessary and conditional for the existence of an entity to be living. First explains that those organs are paradigmatic to the concept of geula. Geula means, seemingly for Hirsch, establishing a baseline for existence. The heart and lungs are necessary for an organism to live, and the same is true for a nation as individuals and as a unit, as a collective unit. They need geula. They need to have this redemptive state, you know, removal from all the tsaros, all the suffering, and that enables the nation to then start anew and progress and develop. And with that introduction, we can begin learning about the bracha itself. This bracha contains three different sections. The first section, from Re'eva Neinu until Ugalina Meher Laman Shemecha, is a prayer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to redeem the Jewish people. The second section of the phrase Ki Goel Chazak Ata is a expectation and recognition that Hashem redeems, is the Redeemer. The last section, the concluding phrase, is a bracha recognizing Hashem as the Redeemer of Yisrael. Moving into the details of this bracha, the first section again is a prayer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to redeem Bnei Yisrael. We begin by saying, Re'eva Aninu, Hashem, see our affliction. The Rebbe Nikar explains that the source of this phrase is found in a pasuk in Tehillim, per kuf yotes, pasuk kuf nun gimel. David Melech says, Re'ei ani v'chaltzeni, Hashem, see my poverty, my lowliness, and save me. Ki sarascha lo shachachti, because I did not forsake your Torah. And while the Rebbe Nikar doesn't explain the connection exactly between this bracha and the phrase of this pasuk, it's interesting to note that David is justifying almost the reason why he should be redeemed and he should be recognized for his affliction is because he's maintaining his commitment to Torah, which may be itself a connection between the previous bracha of Slach Lanu and Tshuva, the connection of our commitment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and re-identification to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the response that we want from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to see our affliction and redeem us. Other Mefarshim note that this language of Re'ei, seeing our affliction, is parallel to a pasuk in Bereishis, Perek Chavtes, pasuk Lamed Beis. There, Leah is naming her son Reuven, and she says, Ki ra Hashem bani, Hashem saw my affliction. And the Malbim there explains that, unlike by Shimon, where Leah says, Hashem heard heard the fact that I was hated, by Reuven, Leah emphasizes the idea of Re'iyah. And the Malbim explains Re'iyah, in contrast to Shmia, suggests that the observer recognizes what's going on, even though the person affected, the victim, doesn't fully appreciate the pain that he or she is going through. In contrast to this is Shmia, where the person who's listening to the pain recognizes the pain, but also the victim, him or herself, is calling out in recognition of the pain itself. So Leah, in the first, when she had Reuven, didn't fully recognize that she was hated by Yaakov, and therefore only HaKadosh Baruch Hu recognized that pain. Now was Hashem Kviyachol only having a Re'iyah, even though there was no Shmia, no victim calling out in pain and cries to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Using that understanding of the Malbim, potentially when we say Re'ei V'aninu, we're saying Hashem, see our pain, even if we don't fully appreciate the suffering that we're going through from the fact that we don't have Galus, and we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to save us in those situations as well. We say the word V'anyenu, and while many understand this to just simply mean our affliction during the Galus, Refersh knows, in contrast to the next phrase of Rivenu, Anyenu is specifically pain that is not caused by people. It's more connected to circumstance and natural disasters. We're asking Kosh Baruch Hu to recognize that we're in pain even from these events, and we ask Hashem to save us in those situations. We move to the next phrase, V'riva Rivenu, Hashem should fight our fight. Rebbe Nikar explains that the word Riv Rivinu is found from a pasuk in Mishlei, Perek Chavbeis Pasuk Chav Gimel, Ki Hashem Yiriv Rivam. Hashem will fight their fight. Looking at Rabbeinu Yonah's comments on that pasuk in Mishlei, it seems to be talking about an individual who has an inability to save himself from the oppressor. And in that situation, Hashem will then fight this person's fight. Hashem takes the charge and protects those who are unable to protect themselves. And this is obviously transferable to the situation of Galus, where the Jewish people can't protect themselves. They're in this place that is not their homeland. They're not established. And they ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will fight for them and defend them in the Galus situation. The first notes adding on this comment, on this point, the word Riv, in contrast to Aninu, is specifically pain that is due to human intervention because of the nations of the world affecting us during the exile. We ask Hashem to save us in that situation as well. The final phrase of this section is again a request and justification for this redemption. Ugolenu mehera l'man shemecha, and quickly redeem us because for your sake. Many different Rishonim and Achorim try to explain what is this argument that we're making before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rokeach explains that we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to save us because L'man Shemecha, for the sake of your name. The nations of the world see the Bnei Yisrael in the Galus, and they say Hashem is not protecting them. Hashem doesn't have the power to save Bnei Yisrael. Aside from the Jews' Zechios, we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to redeem the Jewish people so that there's no Chil Hashem, and that the nations of the world recognize Hashem is actually in control of the situation. The Avujaham explains that the idea of L'man Shemecha is found from a pasuk in Yeshayahu Perek Mem Ches, pasuk Tes, where it says, L'man Shemi A'arich Api, for the sake of my name, I will lengthen my anger, I will be slow in anger. And the Radak in that pasuk comments that even though Bnei Yisrael may be deserving of destruction, Hashem will allow and give space for Bnei Yisrael to live on in order for them to do tshuva. So in this understanding, we're saying Hashem should redeem us quickly, L'man Shemecha, because of your name, which expresses the midah of Rachmanos Chesed, to expand, to extend a little bit of space for Bnei Yisrael to do tshuva, and through that, the Bnei Yisrael will be able to have his chus of being redeemed quickly. That Avujaham quotes another pasuk, which offers a third suggestion of what is the idea of L'man Shemcha, what's the emphasis of because of Hashem's name we should be redeemed. And that's found in a pasuk in Yeshayahu, Perek Mem Zayin, pasuk Dalad, where it says, Goleinu Hashem Tzevakos Shemo Kidosh Yisrael. Hashem, the Redeemer of hosts, is his name, the Holy One of Yisrael. And again, we connect the idea of Geula to the idea of Shem Hashem. And the Malbim in that context explains, because the Shem Hashem is Hashem Tzevakos, he controls all of reality, of course he's the one that's going to redeem us because he has the total control. So when we say, Gulena Meher Leman Shemecha, Hashem should redeem us for the sake of his name, because Hashem's name represents total control over all of the world, and that's the source of Hashem's ability to redeem us. The first notes, a fourth understanding, Leman Shemo, Gulena Meher Leman Shemecha, is emphasizing the Shem Hashem of Midas HaRachman, Midas HaChesed. Even if we don't deserve the zechus of Gula because of our own merits, we recognize Hashem will still redeem us because of the Midas HaChesed that Hashem expresses to us. After asking for redemption from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we recognize Hashem as the Redeemer. We say, Ki Goel Chazak Ata, for you are the Redeemer that is strong, that is who you are. The Rokeach notes that this language of Goel Chazak is found in a pasuk in Mishlei, Perek Chav Gimel, pasuk in Aleph, where it says, Ki go alam chazak, for their redeemer is strong. And the Metudas David on that pasuk explains that Hashem is chazak, he's strong, he's greater than all the other powers in the world, and that's the source of Hashem's ability to redeem us. So again, it's almost like a justification in recognition of Hashem's ability to redeem the Jewish people. The Avujaham, however, quotes a different pasuk for this source, and he says it's found in a pasuk in Yeshayahu Perek Mem Pasuk Yud, which says, Nei Hashem Elokim, b'chazak evo, Hashem, our God, will come with strength. The Mefarshim debate what does it mean Hashem will come with strength. The Radak explains, similar to the Matura Savad mentioned earlier, that Hashem will come with strength because Hashem is coming in strength, no other entity is necessary. So we recognize Hashem as the Gol Chazak. He alone is the one who's going to redeem us. No one else is necessary. And no one could redeem us other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Malbim explains that this language of Gol of Hashem being the Chazak Yavo, coming with strength, is an expression of Hashem's Haftacha, that Hashem will ultimately redeem us, and there's no doubt that it won't happen because Hashem is Chazak. So when we say Ki Gol Chazak Atah, we're emphasizing for the Malbim, seemingly, that Hashem will make this happen because he ultimately has the power to do whatever he wants. After requesting from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to redeem us and recognizing that he is the entity who will make this happen and could make this happen, we bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Goel Yisrael. Hashem is the Redeemer of Yisrael. We recognize as a bracha, Refresh explains this as a pledge, or as Daf Shechaim explains, we ask Hashem to recognize the Shefa and bring the Shefa of this recognition in the world, that Hashem it currently redeems us. The Gemara in Pesachim Kufid Zayim Abayz notes that while this language of Goel Yisrael is almost a present tense, futuristic tense, saying Hashem will redeem us, we said a similar type of bracha at the end of Birchas Krishma, but it's in the past tense. We say at the end of the bracha of Birchas Krishma, Baruch Atah Hashem Ga'al Yisrael, Hashem has redeemed us. And the Gemara explains that this discrepancy is specifically because during Shemona Esrei, we are saying things of derachmin, things that are of requests. The Rishonim debate, what exactly is this request? The Rashbam on the Gemara explains, we're asking for something in the future, the future Geula. However, Meiri notes that it's not just for a future Geula, we're asking for specifically Bakashas Rachamim, Lizman Shu Bo Ula Asid. We're asking for Hashem to give us Rachamim now, during the Galus, as well as in the future. And as the Yaros Tavash and Achron explains, that the language of this bracha isn't Yigal Yisrael, Hashem will redeem the Jewish people, rather Goel Yisrael. Even today, every single day that we live and exist, we recognize that Hashem is redeeming us, enabling us to live another day. So just to put everything into context, we first begin the bracha with a request for redemption. We ask Hashem to see our affliction, even if we don't truly appreciate the pain that we're going through. We ask Hashem to save us. We ask Hashem to save us from Anenu, which is not necessarily caused by people, as well as Riv Rivenu. Hashem should fight us, fight for our cause, specifically when we are downtrodden and unable to fight for ourselves. We recognize Hashem is going to be fighting for us. And we say, Hashem should do this because Ugalina Meher L'man Shemecha. Either it means Hashem should redeem us by using the Midas HaChesed, Hashem should redeem us by lengthening, giving us space to do tshuva. Alternatively, we're saying we recognize Hashem as being the only entity that could do that. L'man Shemecha, his name is represents power and control. Hashem can ultimately redeem us. Or we're saying Hashem, L'man Shemecha, save us because it's going to be a chil Hashem, and we want to be mekadeshim shemayim, and that's through the geula process. After requesting for geula, we then recognize Hashem as the one who can redeem us. We say ki goel chazak ata, Hashem, you are the strong goel, the strong redeemer. This either means, as the rokech suggests or indicates, that Hashem is the ultimate power who could do this, could redeem us, or as the Vujaham emphasizes with the Malbim's explanation, it means Hashem will make it happen, because he's in total control over the situation. We conclude with a bracha, a pledge, recognizing Hashem as the Goel Yisrael. Hashem is saving us currently in the Geula, in the Galus, and he will ultimately bring us to the Geula in the end of days. This bracha, just putting it in context of the Shemona Esrei, is an appropriate place. As we brought Shvach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we then recognize Hashem as the giver of Das. We use that das to do tshuva and attain slicha. And the hope is that with that slicha, we can then fully attain a geula, recognizing that since we've developed and maintained the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu will then express his part of the relationship by redeeming us, taking us out of the galus, out of the tsaris, entering the geula, which will then enable us to then develop further as a nation, serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly. It's also an appropriate place in the sense, as we mentioned earlier, that this is a part of a group of brachos which emphasize the idea of healing. We recognize Hashem who can heal us spiritually, He can heal us as a nation from suffering, and as the next bracha will indicate, He'll heal us from our physical and bodily needs. And all these brachos come together to again recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in control over many different aspects of our lives, and we recognize and pledge our service to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because of that recognition.